Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, tell us about the Lexus you had. What is the big, long name of it?
It's called the Lexus CT200H. It's
Bingo.
Lexus entry level. Well, it's a little wagon, you know, and I love little wagons, and I would really love this little wagon under certain circumstances right. that it isn't available. it's available only as a hybrid.
Okay.
And that's my issue with this car. And it's not even so much that the hybrid is gutless, because it's not that bad. I mean, it's only 134 net horsepower, you know, which isn't earth-shattering, but it's a small car as well, and it moves along reasonably well. My issue is with the damn CVT transmission that just whines and sucks all the driving joy. I mean, it has a nice little sport mode. It handles well.
Right.
It's beautiful inside. It's comfortable. It would be nice to, you know, it would be nice to drive if it had a real transmission, but they don't offer that. They only offer this as the hybrid version, and I think that's a horrible mistake. You know, they have a beautiful little turbo 4 engine that's in their new SUV, the NX, I believe it's called,
right.
200T. If they would put that engine and transmission in this car, they would have a real winner.
Wow.
Are CVTs getting better? Like, is it rumble as bad as it would have a couple of years ago?
Yes.
No.
Really, eh? Wow.
Well, for all I know, it may be the same CVT. I'm not sure that they've changed that. And I must have a caveat here. I'm kind of only maybe halfway through my review period, so I'll probably learn other things to complain about.
And what about paddle shifters with a CVT? Do they make a difference?
They can, you know, they can make it seem like even if you're coming downhill, you know, like I like to use engine braking because, well, it saves wear and tear on the brakes and it just gives you more control over the car. This car does not have paddle shifters.
Right. Okay.
That is a dark shot. And this is the F Sport version, which, you know, as I said, you know, if they would put a proper engine, especially transmission in this, it would be a wonderful little car. The only other thing I really have to complain about it is that, and actually I haven't had a chance to try it on this one, but the last ones that I've tried, including some of the other Toyota hybrids, when you shift it into reverse, it does that beep, 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 you know, when big trucks are backing up.
Right.
Or- Except that it's only audible inside the car.
That's right.
No.
I remember that. It's supposed to remind you that, hey, you put it in reverse there, buddy.
Well, beep once then. I mean, how... Yeah. I think that's rather insulting to the intelligence of hybrid buyers. That said, too, there's one thing I really liked about this car. Lexus has been moving towards these mouse-like pointing devices or trackpad pointing devices, and this one does not have it. It just has a conventional little knob that you can, you know, scroll up and down the display.
Right.
And it's a lot faster. It's a lot easier to use while you're driving. Right. I just think they should go back to that.
Yeah, Mazda's have that, and it works really well.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It's the really the best. Now, not everybody does it well. BMW has that too, and I hate it. So it all depends on how they program it.
All right, it's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. What is the price tag on that car, Jim?
It starts at $31,650, which I think is pretty reasonable for what is basically a luxury car. It's a luxury little sedan. It's kind of like the Audi A3, as if it were a wagon.
Right.
Now, this one I have has the F-Sport option, which adds a lot of stuff. And a lot of it's good stuff. It's not really sporty stuff, but that adds $6,200 to it. So it came in with freight and PDI, not including taxes, at just over $40,000, which is starting to get up there. But still, considering what else is out there for $40,000, again, put a proper transmission in this, they've got a winner.
All right. Jim Bray's our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find written reports at live88.5.com. Click on Startup. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.